This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If my memory is correct, Reese Olson gave up quite a few home runs last year. That's the only time. He wouldn't give up hits. He would give up home runs. But
this is true.
Yes, they're losing 10-6. But yeah, I'm worried about Parker Meadows. Might be out for a while. That's more than I'm worried about him more than Vierling.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right there.
We're a long ways off.
Stoney, I got a question for you.
Okay.
The NFL Combine.
Yeah.
The NFL makes a big deal of this, and this used to be one of those events that people really got into. You really wanted to see the 40 time, and it was the underwear Olympics, but I get it. But has this thing jumped the shark? Like, are people still interested in the NFL Combine the way that they used to anymore?
I don't think as much. First of all, there's a few reasons for that. Locally, the Lions aren't picking in the top 10 anymore or whatever. But even nationally, you're seeing a lot of the really good players who aren't working out. And I remember, was it the last year or the year before, Dan Campbell basically said, yeah, we go, but it, you know, the most important things for them and most teams are the interviews with the players that they're possibly thinking of drafting. That's where they get to know the players, where they have like 5 minutes with each player, and they run plays and things like that to see how smart or whatever. Because everything else, first of all, most of the bigger names go to their own pro days anyway. Mm-hmm. So all the scouts and some GMs go to that, and it's not what it was.
Because guys, 248-539-9797. Do you still watch the NFL Combine? Because it used to be must watch for me. I would get caught up in the 40 times and all of that and watching the different skill positions and trying to see who's going to go where and, oh, my goodness, whose stock rose, whose stock fell. And it's now to the point where I don't even know who's playing. I don't know who, I mean, participating in this. Well, I'll interview, but I'm not. I'll throw, but I'm not going to run. I'll lift, but I'm not going to do this. You know what? I'm not doing anything. I'm just showing up in flip-flops and standing out on the sideline just to get my swag. That's about it. It feels like it's just kind of jumped the shark. I just like to know, is anybody like, I'm going to ask David, because David is Mr. Combine. David is Mr. NFL Draft. David, you name it, David's watching at his house.
Look, I love the draft too, as much as the next guy. The combine, the only thing that I think I might be interested in the combine is when the wide receivers run the 40 and see if Isaiah Bond, who says he's going to run faster than Worthy. That's it. That's the only thing that has any interest in me, to me. I mean, I don't care really, with all due respect, how fast Rich Eisen is anymore.
Are we still doing the Run Rich Run?
Yeah, we are. It's for charity.
It's good for charity, but
just give the money. I don't need to see him run. Just give the money.
Yeah, it's funny to your point, Stoney, about them working out, and I'm trying to find it. Here it is. So Michigan, in the last 2-3 years, have had 33 athletes be invited to the combine. Mm-hmm. You know how many have worked out?
33?
Three. Five, I was going to say.
Like three. So, you know, I know they do their own pro day, and it's, you know, but you have to be invited to that for Michigan. But there's a lot of top prospects that they just skip it. They don't even do the medical. They do the interviews that you see during the week, and they don't do any workouts. They don't do any lifting. They don't do anything. They do the measurements. You're required to do the measurements. But they don't do anything. But with that being said, yeah, I still watch.
Do you?
Because I still pay attention to it, yes.
Because, David, I like to say that the NFL, we like, can, you know, they never fail. I think they failed on this one. I think they invested too much money in the combine and tried to turn it into an event. And I guess technically the players aren't in the league, so you can't control them. You can't make them participate in this thing. I don't know. Maybe they're going to have to start paying them in order to go out and actually work out. But it's not the way it used to be, Stoney.
No, I know.
I mean, right. I used to watch all the days, like, okay. And okay, the offense, well, not the offensive lineman, but like the D-line and the corners and the quarterbacks and the receivers. Yeah, especially the 40 times. You wanted to watch that because you're like, wow. But, especially when they did the comparison
right.
And like laid everybody all over and be like, here's Patrick Mahomes, here's Lamar Jackson, and here's this current quarterback running together simultaneously.
Part of the problem, if you want to call it a problem, is with the advancement of social media and YouTube and all that stuff, all the clips are available. You'll get to see them all anyway. You don't have to, you know, set your DVR if you have that, or even watch it live. If you want to, Larico, if you want to see all the 40s, you probably go on NFL.com and say, and they probably have all the defensive ends 40s.
Yeah, you can go to YouTube.
Watch them.
Yeah, you can go to YouTube and you can see every 40 you need to do. And that's why you're right. They made it an event, Rico. But it doesn't matter anymore. It's too much technology to say, oh, we're going to show it live or we want this huge event. It doesn't matter anymore. But yet I still watch.
And I think
I watched Derek Harmon yesterday. He showed out and I enjoyed watching it. It's just what I do.
I think that the NFL's got an idea because it was, what, 5 years ago they decided to make it open to the public, David? You know, for
correct.
People in Indianapolis or wherever you can go. Those crowds are very, I don't know how many tickets they make available, but the place is empty, really.
Yeah, it's not a lot of fans.
No. I mean, I used to think like the NFL was too big to fail and whatever they touched turned to gold. Not this. They've actually ruined and it's not special anymore.
Right. I don't think it's their fault, though. I think it's the players, the agents, they realize what's the benefit. You've seen my tape when it counts in football. You know you're going to be in my pro day and you have the tape there to show. And the other side from the players is, God forbid, we've seen guys get hurt at the combine. Did Ojabo from Michigan, or was that his pro day? I don't know.
That was pro day.
Okay, but my point is, these things happen. You don't want to take a chance.
There was a defensive lineman yesterday that kind of came up limp a little bit, and they were like, oh, okay, but he looks okay. And it's like, oh, my gosh, that's not a
right.
good See, look.
I think if you got to run a bad 40 time, you act like you're hurt. Yes. You act, my hamstring, that's why I ran that slow time.
I mean, I agree with you. I used to watch it, and then, you know, you'd see the receivers, the running backs, the real fast guys, and they'd go, and then, oh, I want to see what they do on their second time, because they run it, you know, they go back-to-back.
So, yeah.
Round two, basically.
248-539-9797. Is anybody out there still like David where you have to watch? And I also think that in Detroit, let's face it, the draft was the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Super Bowl is the Super Bowl.
Right.
But at the time, the draft was the Super Bowls. You were constantly in the top five, top 10. So you paid a close attention to this. You wanted to see the guy that the Lions were going to get. Now, picking at 28, you have no idea who. I mean, right now, if I said, Stoney, I'll give you 10 names, and I took 10 names, we'd probably both be wrong.
Right.
Because we don't know who's going to be available.
Exactly. And it's like if you're a Michigan fan or a Michigan State fan, Michigan fans, like David pointed out, most of the high-level Michigan players are there. They're not working out.
Dude, if you're a State fan, you kind of claim Derek Harmon, and you're watching Jonathan Kim kick. That's it.
They didn't have anybody else? No.
Who else?
I know. I'm just, you know.
Who else is going to go?
You're watching Kim kick?
No, I'm saying if you're a State fan, you're either claiming Derek Harmon because he played there, or you're watching Jonathan. Basically, David, they only have one person.
I was about to say, if you're watching the kicker, woo!
They have one person, David, okay?
Oh,
we
right.
all didn't cheat our way to
you
the top.
Weren't that good. Gotcha.
We didn't cheat our way to the top. We did it the old-fashioned
way. Okay. 248-539.
I don't want to do the Taylor Rose.
97. 97. Would you rather cheat your way to a national title or not cheat and never win one?
You know what? You're lucky I don't have a drop board. I'm just telling you right now.
Let's go to Paul and Fraser. You're 97 on the ticket.
Kenny Khan, how are you, my old friend?
Hey. Actually, you're on the air.
Kenny's good. Kenny's good.
What, am I actually on the air?
Yes.
Oh, wow. This never happens.
Well, that's because Paul, you usually don't have a bumbling idiot running the show. That would be me.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. I got a couple things. Combine. You know, I think you guys are nailing it. You know, it used to be, and I think a lot of it might be that, you know, the Lions are actually good now. So we're not really invested in, oh, we can't wait for draft day to see the really good guy we're going to get. You know, we got a guy who's actually capable of building a good team. And then the other thing is, I think you and Rico are right. You can go anywhere and just look at it at your leisure. Like, what did this guy do? I mean, I'm like David. I used to watch. And, you know, and a lot of things were intriguing. But not really anymore. This one is, with the NFL wanting to be a 365, this one's fallen by the wayside. You know, so I don't know how much longer this is even going to be a thing. You know?
You know how
but
you...
I also...
Go ahead. You know how you can get it back to being a thing? And I don't know how they would do it, but they'd figure out a way. Gambling on the combine.
Well, you know what? It's actually a really good point, Mike. It really is. Hey, I did have an idea for a cool sporting event, if you'll give me a minute.
Will do.
All right. How about the NHL versus the NBA in a scramble golf tournament with pros?
Well, it'd be fun to watch, but NHL
weekend tournament, you know, maybe it's the Masters or whatever.
But with the exception of Steph Curry, how many good NBA golfers are there?
Not many. That's why the NHL would clean their clock, and I'd love to see it.
Yeah, because a lot of them have the same going through like you do through a slap shot. Yeah, who the hell would want to see that? I don't think anybody would really want to see that.
Once again, I don't have the drop board or I would hit the buzzer sound.
Well, you can blame me because I don't think that call was screened and I just went to it. So that's on me.
You know what, Stoney?
Yeah.
That's one.
That's right, exactly. Hey, I'm Todd McClellan. I'm calling somebody out and that somebody is me. 97 won the ticket. 248-539-9797. The Detroit Pistons will be taking on the Denver Nuggets at LCA tonight. Kenny, you going for game number two in a row for you?
I'm going. Game number two.
Kenny
in a row.
Kenny and the Joker.
Yeah, okay. after they won that game, I said before the game, I was like, if they win, I'm going to buy a Pistons t-shirt at the team store.
And and you're wearing it right now.
Right now.
Oh, my God. Oh, and it's the...
He's wearing... What is he wearing here? That's the teal logo.
Yes.
Yeah. Good for you, Kenny.
Motor City Pistons with the teal logo.
Kenny went to a third world country and got the t-shirts that they give away to the kids.
It's in the team store. If they sell it in the team store. It's licensed authentics.
The horse head. The next thing you know, Kenny will be coming into the studio on Monday dressed as a Hooper.
I'll be Mini Hooper. If they win again, I might buy a hat.
Just don't buy that logo.
This is my favorite logo.
Go with the classic.
This is the classic. This is the classic to me.
Oh, dear God.
See, he never experienced the Bad Boys, so that's why he is what he is.
Yeah, I wouldn't purchase a logo that I don't have any like affiliation with, that I don't have any memories of.
The Going to Work Pistons.
Yes.
They didn't wear that.
Well, that's what I remember from my childhood, Rico, so leave me alone.
Okay.
See, I have a Bad Boys hoodie that my daughter stole because she thought it was great. And she's younger than you.
Bad Boys logo is great.
Yes.
You guys are going to make this happen again, aren't you? Your generation is going to make this logo come back, aren't you?
Because it should.
It comes back occasionally, right? Oh, no, they didn't bring it back this year at all. It was last year.
I'm disappointed in them, but we're winning now, so I'll let it slide.
Yes, I'm sick of all the... Because then they had the black unis and the grays. And, yeah.
I think of all the newfangled ones, like the green ones that they had the City Edition wear last year... To me, green means Celtics. or Sonics right. or Bucks.
A quick correction from our friend Evan out in the bullpen. The Going to Work Pistons did wear the horse head, so to hell with you.
Okay, the horse head, but
on,
it was
on
red,
their
white,
shorts.
It was red, white, and blue. So I'll okay.
The horse head.
It's not teal and maroon and yellow and burgundy and all of that other stuff.
I've always liked those.
I like the of the newer ones. I like the cream ones. I think they're pretty sweet, actually. No, David's giving me that look. Which ones do you like?
Teal.
Okay, of the ones that they're doing this year, like those black ones that say DET.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all. No. I just stick to the original.
And I didn't like the Motor City ones.
No.
Motor City.
I don't like any of their city uniforms that they've done in the last two years.
Okay, now I guess I feel like, oh, because I liked it when they had the white uniforms, they had the blue, and their special occasion was the red jerseys.
Yeah.
That was like, okay, mm-hmm. I like when they broke out the
Even
red
simple,
jerseys.
Yes.
It was like, okay.
The cream ones are more. I do like them.
Other than that,
I hope they wear them tomorrow night when I'm there to see the Brooklyn Nets.
But none of them, like when they wear the Saint Cecilia jerseys, it's like
it's the Celtics.
That's an ugly jersey.
That's not your colors.
That's an ugly jersey. No.
What are you doing?
That's like the people who wear the green hats for St. Patrick's Day in baseball spring training.
Okay, oh, but at least it's one day. At least it's one day.
Yeah.
But the uniform, like...
The green tiger hat.
I hate that people buy them, like, right, all year round.
Could you imagine the Celtics breaking out a red, white, and blue jersey?
No.
They should.
They should never break out a red, white, and blue jersey. It's like, oh, let's go with a black jersey with DT. Let's go with the Motor City. Or just keep it simple.
Yes.
Like because I do think your logo is one of the iconic logos in the NBA. And I don't think that's a stretch. But, yeah, I don't see, you know, just like, you know, red and blue Laker jerseys.
No.
Because you're never going to see that.
Right. I think even the Knicks pretty much wear the same thing all the time, right?
Right.
Like, or white or
hey,
blue.
Let's put some green in there. Or no. I'm just saying, Detroit is good enough now. Let's put away all these jerseys and let's just go back to the red, white, and blue stuff. Plain and simple.
So what's the line on tonight's game?
I looked at it. The Pistons are favored by 1 point.
By 1 point.
Well, the Nuggets lost last night to Milwaukee.
Back to back.
You never know. Pistons. Schroeder will be back. Who cares about Fontecchio? He'll be back.
Traveling.
Place will be great.
Is this going to be a league game where they just kind of assume, okay, we're going to just go ahead and lose this one? We know we're going to lose because of the way the schedule is.
The Nuggets, yeah.
That's a foul. I'm just getting ready. I'm getting in the spirit.
Okay, Kenny, can I say this? Make sure your phone's charged.
My phone is at 98% right now.
Okay, make sure it's charged before you go.
Yes, it will be charged.
Stay off of your phone at the game.
I'm actually not taking a ride share this time, so no worries there.
Oh, you're driving?
No, a buddy's picking me up. We're going together.
Do you ever drive?
Yeah, I drive.
Okay.
He only drives the Wings games.
That's true. I have a chauffeur for Pistons games.
Oh, I wonder where mine was on Piston games. All right. 248-539.
No.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Oh,
that
Kenny,
was you, David.
Kenny, I will buy you Wings season tickets. Ooh. If somebody fouls and you stand up and yell that out loud.
Okay. You don't understand how badly I want season tickets for the Red Wings.
I need to hear it on TV.
Oh. Well, that's not going to be possible.
David, I need to hear this on TV.
Hold on. We can make it happen. We can hear it on the radio. There's a way I can make it happen. If you're loud enough, we can hear it on the radio.
Right. But I need to hear it's like quiet foul shot. And you just stand up and David hit it, and I need to hear Kenny say this. Wing season tickets.
All right, well, I can't do that for wing season tickets. I think that's my line. I'll do that. That's kind of funny.
No.
Oh, my Lord. What is happening?
Jeez,
right
you're
now?
Trying to kill me.
By the way, what are the odds if somebody lets Cat Williams know, because he's coming to the LCA soon, that he won the drop tournament?
maybe I should go to the event now, walk up to him.
Yeah.
And I'll be part of the act. They'll be making fun of me during the act, but I'll let them know. Yeah,
yeah,
I'll let
them know. I mean, we should let their PR.
I got to look it up.
We should let the PR department know.
He may just call in or show up.
Yeah.
Is he having a meet and greet? We can try to get one of our listeners in there. Let him know.
Yeah.
It's very important. You won a contest in Detroit without even knowing it.
I think that would be the most interesting segment we've done in a long time. David, keep the finger on the button. Just keep the finger on
He'll
the
button. He'll be here April 12th. So let's get him April 11th and let's get him in, you know, do what we need to do.
Yeah. He'll just keep playing that drop over and over again.
Yeah.
I mean, he should start out, you know how like, you know, you go see a concert, you go, oh, I wonder what he's going to open with. Maybe Cat Williams will open up with, no.
Get him at a Tigers game too for a little baseball in the D. All right.
All right.
Real quick, any ticket text?
Yeah, someone says, I hate when the Red Sox wear those stupid UCLA color jerseys.
Oh, the city editions in baseball.
Yeah.
The Tigers, the Motor City ones are pretty good.
No,
all things considered.
They're okay.
Yeah, it's like the Packers wear those, the blue and yellow jerseys. Oh.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Oh, how about that? I remember one year, I went to see the Lions play the Eagles in Philly, and Philly looked like they were wearing UCLA football jerseys.
Yes. It's like, that's not your color.
No.
One more here says, well, can he get a Ben Wallace fro if the Pistons make a run in the playoffs? That's from Mark.
If I see them selling them in the team store, because I remember they used to sell them,
mm-hmm.
I'll buy one.
How bad do you love your hockey team, Kenny?
I love them real bad, Rico.
You want them season tickets?
Not that bad.
No! Could you imagine somebody at the... Murray at the foul line. Or Kay got fouled, and it's quiet in there, and Kenny just stands up and yells.
It's all because of that terrible...
Oh, 97. 248-539-9797. That is the telephone number. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Football Today.
So we are getting super, super close to free agency. Let me give you some news here first before we get to that. And I was a little taken aback by this comment here, but I guess this is what Jim Harbaugh does. Jim Harbaugh was quoted yesterday as saying, no doubt in my mind that Justin Herbert is not only one of the great quarterbacks in the NFL today, but truly one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. One thing, Jim, he's never won a playoff game.
He's better than J.J.?
Not only that, I mean, this is the same guy who coached a running back who claimed he was going to be better than Emmitt Smith and Barry Sanders.
You know, Stoney wins. I get it. Jim loves his quarterback, and whoever is his guy, he inflates his guy. Yeah, I mean, that's
okay.
You want him in your corner. He is the ultimate hype man, and I think that's all this is hype. And as Flavor Flav once said, David, don't believe the hype. He's not one of the all-time great quarterbacks.
Did you like him when he coached the Niners, by the way? I'm just curious. Now, it was obviously before he coached Michigan, but he played there. But I mean, he turned the whole program around, right?
I did because, you know, it looked like they were floundering, and then all of a sudden he made the move and put Kaepernick in, and I'm like, wait, maybe this works. But near the end, it was just like, yeah, he can go.
Yeah, let's not. I was just reminded. He also said that Orgy was the greatest punt returner, kick returner of all time.
Well, Orgy's bust at Schembechler Hall's next to Joe Milton's. But Joe Milton's is on the ground with he's on his knees.
Right, throwing the ball 70 yards.
Mm-hmm. It's just amazing, but you're right. He's just loving his current quarterback.
Right up there with the Shane Morris bust.
Yes. So let's get to Deshaun Watson. Yes, I said Deshaun Watson. There were reports because he retore his Achilles.
I was going to say, hanging out with Justin Tucker.
No. Let's not go there. But initially when he retore it and that news came out, it was believed that it happened when he was in Miami hanging out, having fun. Well, apparently that's not true. It was just reported that it actually happened. The retour happened in the normal stages of his recovery. He was doing rehab and it tore again. But my question to you is, he says, Deshaun Watson says, of course, he is determined to play in 2025. Those comments, determined to play in 2025, does that sound like he is not even close to playing this season?
See, I look at it the other way, Stoney. Determined to play in 2025 means no matter who you select as a quarterback, he's not going to beat me out. I'm going to be the guy. I'm going to show you I'm not done. My career is not over. I'm not going out like this where the last thing you remember is the scandal off the field. That's how I take that statement.
Yeah, but I do think he's probably looking at it with precaution, saying, well, you know what? Sometime in 2025, I will be playing. I don't think it's going to be the beginning of the season, but I'll be back by the time the Browns are already eliminated.
And then one more quarterback story here, and this was an ESPN analyst that brought this up. This is regarding Anthony Richardson and the Colts. ESPN analyst said that their situation is beyond repair. We all know what happened. Here's his quote, though. They have answered every single question wrong since they drafted Anthony Richardson 2 years ago. They have bungled the situation, and right now I'm afraid it's beyond repair. You took one of the most athletic quarterbacks we have ever seen at the combine. You let him play for a month, he gets hurt, you let him play for another month, and then he gets healthy, and then you bench him for Joe Flacco. Is their relationship beyond repair?
It's pretty close to that, but, you know, I give the Colts one benefit of the doubt, you know, when he tapped out, right? I mean...
Yeah, the Stoney, you're right. The second he did that, and the word came out of why... I not only thought his career was done with the Colts, but I'm like, I don't think anybody picks this man up, because in the NFL, it's like hockey. Like, you're rewarded. You go out there no matter what. Mm-hmm. You go. This ain't the NBA where that would just be everybody else tapping out. Like, I thought he was going to come and say, I caught a cramp. I need to come out for a second. Nah, I was just tired. I was a little winded. I'm sorry. Are you kidding me? Like, I'm sure every quarterback that got released is saying, I would love to be in that position, and you're not taking this opportunity seriously. You're one of 32 quarterbacks leading an NFL team. Let's face it. Let's call it what it is. He quit on the field. Yeah. He was tired.
I know.
I don't see how the Colts, and he can come back from this, unless he wins, but the fans, he's not going to win the fans back. I mean, no. He's going to be right up there in that Deshaun Watson territory of, like, just damaged goods, don't want this guy here, I'm sorry. So, yes, the best thing you can do if you're Indy is pray to God that maybe you could flip him to the Raiders, the bad boys of football, and maybe they'll take a chance on rehabbing.
Or there's a team that has believe me, I'm not referring to the Lions, a team that's known for culture and, you know, a coach who's really good with young players and turning their, I'm going to say life around, but their NFL careers around. And David, I know you don't like him, but I mean, Tomlin would be really good for Anthony Richardson as a human being.
Yeah, as a human being, but I also need a quarterback that can play, make plays out on the field.
Well, maybe
as a human being, sure. But I'm not here for a lifetime movie.
No, I know. But I'm not suggesting that he would be the starting quarterback.
What I'm saying. I need a starting quarterback.
I know.
I'm not here to make a lifetime movie. Look at Anthony Richardson. He's a great human being. Wonderful. We need that. But I need a starting quarterback, and he can't be that for me. So let me get into this here, because Texas wide receiver Isaiah Bond wants to beat the 40-time record, which is 4-1 set by Xavier Worthy. I found it a little interesting. I wanted to look up some things, and I found it interesting because, oh, yeah, everybody wants to beat the record. Well, let me go down the list of who's had the record before, and do you really want the record? Because you had Stanford Rout coming out of Houston, who had a 4.27 in 2005. Exactly. That's my point. He's done nothing. Marcus Goodwin, 2013, had the record. Marquise has done nothing in the NFL. Henry Ruggs, I'll skip past him.
Yeah, exactly.
Jerome Mathis had it at one point. He was a track star in high school. Done nothing in 2005 after the draft. Dre Archer, done nothing. Reek Woolen, Sure, he's still in the league. He's a free agent this year.
Yeah.
He's okay.
Defensive back, right?
DJ Turner. Okay. He's been okay. But there, you keep going down the list of what happened in the top 10. Of course, you had Chris Johnson. We know what he did in his career.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really want John Ross is on this list? Do you really want the record? Because you don't seem to have a great career if you break this record.
No.
David, what, for the win. Like, what, wow, I didn't even think about that, but you're right.
What's the best record? What's the fastest for a cornerback?
See, I'm not sure. They are running their 40s today.
I know. And West Bloomfield's Maxwell Harrison from Kentucky.
Yes.
4.3.
4.3?
Yes.
I think the cornerback I see on this list that is 4.26 was DJ Turner.
Yeah.
That's the first corner I see on this list. So good for him. Good for him.
Absolutely.
So let me go through this for a quick second. There's a couple key fits in free agency I wanted to hit you with and see if you agree with this. And I know this isn't a huge name here, but the Cincinnati Bengals, we all know they needed to protect their quarterback. Says their best fit in free agency is Kevin Zeitler. Said he had a great 94.4% pass block win rate. Not a huge name, but...
No, but it would hurt the Lions, obviously. You know, if Mahogany couldn't just step right in. You know, your Lions, you'd rather them keep Zeitler and maybe get rid of Glasgow. And, you know, Mahogany be the other starter, but we'll see.
And then these other two here that were interesting to me, both in the AFC West, is the Denver Broncos. The best free agency fit would be running back Aaron Jones. They've been connected to maybe drafting a running back this season. And then Kansas City, their best fit in free agency would be Steph Diggs.
Wow. You're giving Mahomes basically the last chance cafe of wide receivers between Hopkins and Hollywood Brown and now Diggs?
Yeah, it's like the place where wide receivers go to retire.
Well, you know, Kelsey's last year probably, so that's, you know, trying to get them all the old goats as well.
Yeah, I guess you hope that Steph Diggs is motivated and wants to come out there and play with Mahomes and Andy Reid, but yeah, I think the bloom is off the rose with the Chiefs, man. I don't see them being as dominant as I don't know. And here's the thing. Remember the jinx of being the Super Bowl runner up?
Mm-hmm.
You either don't make the playoffs or you just something happens. You fall off a cliff that next year. So just think of all the recent teams that were Super Bowl runner ups. Following year, not that good.
I forgot. I'm so used to them winning. You're right. They are the runner up.
Yeah.
Fall to the floor.
They did. Buffalo and Baltimore are like, wait, they lost? We got a shot next year.
Yeah, and the rest of it is their division, too.
True.
That's football today, 97.1 The Ticket. 248-539-9797. I'm not usually really good at gambling, but yesterday it's kind of basically like, you know, taking candy from a baby or whatever the expression is. When I saw that Michigan, and when I made the wager, they were 9.5-point favorites over Rutgers. Now, Rutgers has been disappointing this season, considering they have Bailey and Dylan Harper. However, if you've paid any attention to Michigan, not saying that winning games aren't important, you know, when they, for the most part, when they win games, they're close games.
Right.
Which could be significant for them in the tournament because they know how to be, they've been in enough close games that it won't be foreign to them. And the line went up to 10.5. And they were winning, and then Rutgers came back, and you know, they go back and forth, and came down to the end where they were down by 2 because Donaldson had a stupid-ass foul, and then...
Didn't understand that.
Yeah, and Barnett hit the three-pointer at the buzzer to win the game. And afterwards, on the... Do we have the Peacock stuff? Yeah, with after the game, and it was on Peacock, and I don't know if it was it Noah Eagle who was doing the play-by-play, Ian Eagle's son, because I know he does some of the Peacock games, but Jalen Rose, that's right, Jalen Rose somehow got away from the LCA where he was going crazy with the Pistons win the other night, was doing the color for Peacock, and we know where his, you know, true colors lie. Here's after the game when he was asked about the difference between the Michigan State winning shot, the 50-footer by Holloman on Wednesday night, as opposed to what happened last night.
You know, when you have to tell somebody you've been a professional all night, you're probably not professional. Just want to throw that out there.
Look, you know how I feel about trolling, so I can't stand the whole little brother thing. When it happened the first time with Mike Hart, I kind of thought it was a playful little thing. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. Then D'Antonio saw the opportunity to rally his fan base around it and went after him with the height comment on Mike Hart, and we know what it's become since then. But to me, if you're going to use the little brother moniker, after your team lost to the quote-unquote little brother early, about 7 days earlier, pretty handily, especially towards the end, it was about 13 points. Mm-hmm. That's not really the smartest thing in the world. I mean, why even bother? Because you know what? Because it upsets people. It's such a troll by Jalen. But don't you? If you're going to troll, don't you troll when you're the better team?
No,
I'm just asking because I don't troll usually.
No, I just don't think. I think he just can't help himself. Like, he just couldn't help. He went right there. And instead of saying, you know, both great shots, I mean, we got to witness this one here in person, he just immediately went right there. And yeah.
Yeah, if you're going to do it, it should be after a win.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it. They did not win 6-7 days ago.
And that's,
so stay away from it.
Right. That was the funny thing. Like, okay, you know what? I don't even. And it wasn't even a close win. They were, you know, people just left 4 minutes left into the game, and they were walking out like it was a bomb threat. And, yeah, you know, a little bit. Okay. Wow.
I mean, I've wanted to bury it for a while. To me, it's. It was, I understood at the time, whatever, it's done now. And from what I understand, using from both schools' point of view, it goes beyond sports too. That's the thing. It's not just a basketball or a football thing. It's the arrogance of one and the inferiority complex of the other that always leads to this little brother stuff. Making a difference in people's lives. Why should, first of all, and we talked about it with Doug, it says it'll be over when, you know, Michigan State people don't care. It'll also be over when Michigan people don't bring it up. So it's both, right? You know?
I mean, I guess
it goes both ways.
Yes.
I mean, it's actually the chicken and the egg.
Yeah.
Does it ever end? And which side does it end with first? Like, is it just Michigan State people just saying whatever? Or is it Michigan people just realizing, oh, this is kind of dumb? So I don't know. 248-539-9797. Because when I heard that, I was just like, why did you just take away from Barnett's achievement of what he just did?
Yeah.
It's a great shot. He had a horrible game on Monday, and he redeemed himself last night. I think he scored 20 points.
Yes.
Hits the game-winning shot and saying something stupid like that. And he just took away everything this kid just did.
What it was.
Because we're not talking about that.
Correct. What it was is Noah Eagle just put it on a tee.
Yeah.
And instead of Jalen Rose, you're right, being a professional and ignoring it and just saying, look, great shot by both kids, you know, whatever. He just, like, okay, all right, it's right there. I got to hit it. No, you don't have to say anything other than we were here to witness it. You're right. He had a bad game, but he redeemed himself. That's it.
Man, both guys made some great shots. You know what? Basketball is great in the state of Michigan.
Right. And he started okay because he said, yeah, their shot was longer. And then he had to dig. Now, obviously, for basketball reasons, the shot by Michigan, even though it was shorter, was, I think, more impactful because if Burnett does not make that shot, they lose the game. If Holloman doesn't make the shot, they still could win in overtime.
Right.
So, but, I mean, just, I'm so sick of it. It's like, but it'll as Mark D'Antonio said, it'll never end, right?
No, I don't think it ever ends. I think this goes on forever and ever, and that's just how it's going to be. I mean, I had to turn the volume down.
Now, let me ask you a question. In fairness, because you watched the game, did Jalen do a professional job being fair to both sides during the game? I didn't see the game.
I'm biased, but no.
Okay.
He may have. It was just, dude, I get it. You played here. You went to Michigan. I understand. And because the other day when I was looking up in the rafters, I saw your jersey and all those five banners. Oh, wait, they're not there. Okay, we know you played there. Here's the thing. Robbie Hummel calls a game. He could call a Purdue-Indiana game. Heated rivalry. I can't tell you what school he went to because he's just calling the game. Mm-hmm. That's professional. You know, Jabit, like certain guys, you have no idea. Like, oh, yeah, he did play for this school.
If you didn't know that Billis went to Duke, would you be able to tell from the broadcast? I don't think so.
No, you wouldn't. Robbie Hummel is the same way. That's why Robbie Hummel is Jay Billis before Jay Billis just got angry. He's just angry at everybody now. He hates everything about college hoops. But you don't know that he went to Duke. He could do a Duke North Carolina game, and he's not going back telling stories about when he played. So that's the difference. So, yeah, when you got to tell people you're being professional, you're not professional.
248-539-9797. Love to hear from both sides of this. Is little brother, do you even care anymore? Does it offend you if you're a Michigan State fan? If you're a Michigan fan, do you love using it, or do you agree that it's kind of like it's low class, it's done with? It was fun once. It should be buried. It should be put in the Hall of Shame. 97-1 the ticket.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.